Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, March 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of nonprofit headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Chanel Christoph Davis appointed to WBNC Board of Directors. Chanel Christoph Davis, founder and CEO of Davis, Davis & Harmon LLC, has been appointed to the Board of Directors of the Women's Business Enterprise National Council, WBNC. WBNC is dedicated to certifying and advancing women-owned and small businesses in the U.S. Davis, a strong advocate for women in business, brings extensive experience as a women-owned business leader. She actively supports women small business owners through various initiatives, including mentoring programs and knowledge-sharing events. Under her leadership, DDH has become a powerhouse in the sales tax consulting industry, recovering over $250 million annually for its clients. Learn more about Davis, Davis & Harmon LLC at www.ddhtax.com.
College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving expands in Southern Connecticut. College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving is expanding its services in Southern Connecticut, offering moving, junk hauling, donation pickups, and general labor assistance to Fairfield, Litchfield, and New Haven counties. Franchise owners Joshua and Kylie Harrington are bringing their efficient and convenient services to new communities in the area. With upfront moving costs and no surprise fees, College Hunks is known for its fast, friendly offerings. Joshua, an emergency room nurse, and Kylie, a real estate agent, have the experience and care needed to handle any challenge. The company is dedicated to giving back, recently donating 5 million meals to U.S. Hunger. For more information, visit their location in Brookfield or their website. ADAP Advocacy releases supplemental report on 340B covered entities. ADAP Advocacy, in collaboration with the Community Access National Network, has released a supplemental report on the 340B drug pricing program. The report found that among the 33 covered entities audited, annual revenues increased by an average of 772.92%, while executive compensation increased by an average of 237.11%. CEO Brandon M. McSatta highlighted concerns about the program putting providers before patients, with some executives receiving significant pay increases while charity care provision decreased. The audit included hospitals, STD clinics, and HRSA-funded health centers. For more information, visit ADAP Advocacy's website. Surety industry unites on Capitol Hill to advocate for key legislative priorities. The Surety and Fidelity Association of America, SFAA, and the National Association of Surety Bond Producers, NASBP, recently led a legislative fly-in to advocate for key legislative priorities on Capitol Hill. Industry members met with Congress to discuss the importance of construction surety bonds and support the Water Infrastructure Subcontractor and Taxpayer Protection Act. This bipartisan legislation aims to strengthen the Water Infrastructure Subcontractor Finance and Innovation Act by requiring appropriate bonding for all projects, including public-private partnerships. Surety professionals highlighted the significant savings and benefits of surety bonding, emphasizing its role in protecting taxpayer dollars, ensuring project completion, and driving economic growth. SFAA President Ryan Work and NASBP CEO Mark McCallum underscored the vital role of surety bonds in supporting public infrastructure projects and thanked industry professionals for engaging with Congress. The industry leaders also discussed bonding requirements for various federal infrastructure projects, including ongoing P3 projects and the Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment Program. SFAA and NASBP are committed to continuing their dialogue with Congress, the administration, and federal agencies to advance key priorities that support projects nationwide.
ALSCO Uniforms donates $50,000 to support California wildfire recovery. Alsco Uniforms, a family-owned and operated uniform and linen laundry service company, has donated $50,000 to the Salvation Army to aid in California wildfire recovery efforts. The company has also provided over 8,000 face masks and partnered with the Dream Center to distribute laundry detergent to those impacted by the fires. This support will offer immediate relief and assist in long-term rebuilding for communities affected by the devastating wildfires that swept through Southern California in January 2025. The Salvation Army is working tirelessly to provide food, shelter, and support while the Dream Center is aiding displaced Angelenos. Consider donating to the Salvation Army to help with wildfire recovery efforts.
New funding to support food security, economic resiliency. The Grubhub Community Fund has awarded the American Heart Association Social Impact Funds a $2 million grant to support food security, technology innovation, and economic resiliency in New York City and Chicago. This funding aims to help communities overcome barriers to high-quality healthcare, food security, and economic empowerement. Organizations like Care Yaya, Farm Generations Corporation, Nectar, and Rise Kit have already been identified for support in Chicago. Grubhub is proud to collaborate with the American Heart Association to advance equitable health in these communities, with a focus on creating meaningful change in New York City and Chicago. Learn more about the Social Impact Funds at heart.org/social-impact-funds. Miracles for Maya hosts second annual gala in March to support children battling cancer. Miracles for Maya is excited to announce its second annual Miracles for Maya Gala on March 8, 2025. The event will celebrate the organization's impact, including providing over $56,000 in holiday gifts to children battling cancer in 2024. The gala aims to raise crucial funds to continue delivering joy and support to children with cancer and their families. Priced at $85 per person, the gala offers dinner, dancing, an open bar, and entertainment by DJ Eddie. Guests can also participate in raffles for prizes like a $1,000 Southwest Airlines gift card and a PlayStation 5. The event is not just a fundraiser, but a celebration of resilience, hope, and community. Learn more at miraclesformaya.org.
Over 10,000 people have toured the Psychiatry and Industry of Death Museum in Clearwater. The Psychiatry and Industry of Death Museum in Clearwater, Florida, has welcomed over 10,000 visitors since its opening. Located at 109 N Fort Harrison Ave, the museum features educational panels and videos created from interviews with experts and survivors. The exhibit aims to raise awareness about the history of psychiatry and advocate for changes in mental health laws. Operated by the Florida chapter of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CCHR, the museum offers free admission and a two-hour self-guided tour. CCHR, a nonprofit organization, also hosts seminars and workshops on mental health rights and alternative solutions. For more information, call 727-442-882.
Spread joy this holiday season with PQ.hosting. Join our charity campaign and win a MacBook Air. PQ.hosting, a global leader in high-performance hosting solutions, is hosting a charity campaign to support orphanages and give participants a chance to win prizes, including a MacBook Air 13. Clients can join by ordering or extending a hosting plan and entering the prize giveaway. Prizes include an iPhone 16 Pro Max, gaming accessories, account balance, and more. The campaign runs from December 18th to December 29th, with winners announced on December 30th. CEO Ivan Nekolidi invites everyone to spread joy this holiday season and make a difference. Visit PQ.hosting's website for more details, and don't miss this opportunity to give back and win big.
Rever Richard Klingeisen ends 2024 with A Life of Giving, the Christmas special, shares favorite charities. Reverend Richard Klingeisen, host of A Life of Giving, has released a special holiday episode titled The Christmas Special, highlighting his favorite charities like Food for the Poor and Cross Catholic Outreach. As a retired figure, Reverend Klingeisen remains active in the community, eagerly anticipating the annual Winterfest in February 2025. The episode is now available for streaming on the official website, offering viewers a chance to explore faith and current events. Tune in to find inspiration and wisdom from Revdur Klingeisen, who aims to provide answers for those feeling lost in a changing world.
The Best Charities, Seeds for a Future, is a catalyst for change and provides a sustainable solution to food insecurity and malnutrition in Guatemala. Seeds for a Future, a nonprofit focused on Guatemala, is making a real difference in combating malnutrition and food insecurity. Their sustainable program has impacted 19 communities, benefiting over 5,200 families and 41,600 individuals. By creating home nutrition gardens and teaching animal raising, they provide year-round access to nutritious food and additional income opportunities. The program empowers families, especially women, to build a better future. With your support, you can help break the cycle of poverty and malnutrition. A generous donor will match all donations made by December 31, 2024, up to $50,000. Join this transformative movement and help rural Guatemalan families cultivate a brighter future. Donate today at seedsforafuture.org.
Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken makes giving a snap with Gift-A-Meal this holiday season. Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken has partnered with Gift-A-Meal to make giving back this holiday season effortless and delicious. By snapping and sharing photos of their meals through the Gift-A-Meal platform, customers can help donate meals to local families in need. Lee's has already donated 195,000 meals and is challenging customers to help donate an additional 40,000 meals by the new year. The program, printed on Lee's packaging and featured in their mobile app, allows guests to easily make a difference in their communities at no extra cost. To learn more about Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken, visit their website or follow them on social media. For more information about Gift-A-Meal, visit their website.
Tennessee's Nico Iamaliva teams up with the Dairy Alliance to champion milk. University of Tennessee quarterback Nico Iamaliva is teaming up with the Dairy Alliance to champion the benefits of real dairy milk for athletes. As part of the Dairy Alliance's Milk's Got Game campaign, Nico is highlighting how dairy milk is essential for recovery and performance. Join the action by sharing your game day highlights on Instagram and TikTok with the hashtag Milk's Got Game. The campaign showcases the natural benefits of dairy milk, including its 13 essential nutrients, like high-quality protein and natural electrolytes. Other top college quarterbacks are also part of the campaign, emphasizing how dairy milk fuels their active lifestyles. Learn more about the Dairy Alliance at their website or on social media.
UNO CEO urges congressional action on life-saving reforms. Maureen McBride, PhD, CEO of the United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS, has urged Congress to take action on a series of reforms to improve the organ donation and transplantation system. The proposed changes aim to remove barriers, increase efficiency, and reduce organ non-use to save more lives. Supported by nearly 70 community members, the letter outlines key proposals such as mandating automated donor referrals, in-cabin airline transportation for organs, organ tracking, and incentivizing hospitals to accept hard-to-place organs. These reforms could lead to more available organs for transplant, potentially preventing 4,000 deaths annually. UNOS is committed to strengthening the system and advocating for patients in need of life-saving transplants. Most launches end-of-year giving campaign to empower young women through education. MOSTI has launched its 2024 end-of-year giving campaign to create brighter futures for young women in Los Angeles County. With a 100% college acceptance rate, MOSTI provides mentorship, leadership development, and college access programs. Donations support programs that build confidence, leadership, and educational access. Contributions at various levels cover costs for college trips, summer retreats, operational expenses, and programming for scholars. By investing in MOSTI, donors empower the next generation of confident college-educated women. Key goals for 2024-2025 include establishing new partnerships, maintaining a 100% college acceptance rate, and launching new career pathways cohorts. Join MOSTA in empowering young women by donating at their website. Code Read partners with West Coast Customs to launch custom bookmobile for underserved youth in Los Angeles. Code Read, a nonprofit dedicated to promoting literacy, has partnered with West Coast Customs to launch a custom bookmobile in Los Angeles. This unique collaboration aims to bring free books directly to low-income communities. The Code Read Bookmobile, designed by West Coast Customs, will serve as a mobile free bookstore for children of all ages, hosting reading events and activities to engage young readers. This initiative will help break down barriers to literacy and spark a love of reading in underserved communities. For more information on the Code Read Bookmobile and upcoming events, visit coderead.org. Unleash Your Inner Worth, Women's Empowerment Summit and Gala set for March 14-15, 2025 in Atlanta. Unleash Your Inner Worth, Inc. announces its annual Women's Empowerment Summit and Gala on March 14-15, 2025 in Atlanta, Georgia. The event will feature keynote speakers like Christina Bronner and Kimberla Lawson-Roby, along with entertainment from comedian Anthony A.D. Demmer. Grammy-nominated singer Selena Johnson and actress Brelly Evans will headline the summit on March 15th, joined by a lineup of dynamic speakers. The gala will include a keynote from Queen Brooklyn Tankard, a performance by the Tony Tatum Experience, a silent auction, and a donation presentation to Tabitha's House. Dr. Dwan Abrams, founder of Unleash Your Inner Worth, emphasizes the event as a movement for women to connect, grow, and celebrate together.
Salon and Spa Galleria receives thanks from One Safe Place for its generous donations to recent beauty brunch. Salon and Spa Galleria received thanks from One Safe Place for its generous donations to the recent beauty brunch. The 8th annual beauty brunch was a success, providing survivors of human trafficking and domestic violence with a day of relaxation and rejuvenation. Multiple professionals from Salon and Spa Galleria donated their time and talent to offer complimentary beauty and wellness services, including haircuts, massages, facials, and makeup application. One Safe Place, a crime prevention agency in Fort Worth, organized the event with support from its Voices Committee and the Family Justice Center. Programs like Camp Hope and Project Safe Neighborhood aim to provide assistance and reduce violence in the community. Salon and Spa Galleria, with 23 locations in the U.S., offers salon suites for independent beauty professionals.
Haltom City loses collector car museum to Fort Worth. Ron Sturgeon, a Haltom City entrepreneur, started his first business 50 years ago and eventually found success in the auto salvage business. He opened the DFW Elite Toy Museum in Haltom City, which has now outgrown its location. Despite efforts to relocate within Haltom City, zoning issues prevented the move. Sturgeon ultimately found a new location in Fort Worth and is disappointed to leave Haltom City. The Haltom United Business Alliance aims to revitalize the city's business community, advocating for small business growth and improved infrastructure. Membership is open to all Haltom City business owners. Stay tuned for the DFW Car and Toy Museum's reopening in Fort Worth in 2025.
Asia-based private equity group acquires Lunge Systems, Inc. In a significant development, Asia-based private equity group has acquired Lunge Systems, a pioneer in evidence-driven AI. Lunge Systems, known for its enterprise priority management platform, will continue delivering cutting-edge solutions to clients while expanding its capabilities. Co-founder Abhay Gupta highlighted the evolution of their groundbreaking technology, empowering enterprises with unprecedented precision. The acquisition includes the formation of Climate 360 AI, a nonprofit spin-off dedicated to evidence-based climate action. Norman Sam will lead this initiative, leveraging Lunge Systems' innovations. This acquisition reaffirms Lunge Systems' commitment to transforming enterprise operations and the growing significance of AI-driven solutions in addressing global challenges.
Haitian Diaspora Political Action Committee files class action lawsuit against the American Red Cross for mismanagement of Haiti earthquake relief funds. The Haitian Diaspora Political Action Committee, along with individual plaintiffs, have filed a class action lawsuit against the American Red Cross for mismanaging and misappropriating over $500 million in funds raised for Haiti's 2010 earthquake recovery. The lawsuit alleges that the funds were diverted for unrelated projects and administrative expenses, failing to deliver on commitments to rebuild critical infrastructure. The plaintiffs are seeking over $750 million in compensatory damages, $250 million in punitive damages, and a full accounting of the funds raised for Haiti. The lawsuit emphasizes the importance of holding large international organizations accountable for fulfilling their commitments and ensuring transparency in future fundraising campaigns.
Project 2 Moro partners with Yoga Your Way, LLC to bring allied health and wellness training worldwide. Project 2 Moro has partnered with Yoga Your Way, LLC to offer allied health certification programs worldwide, aiming to serve underprivileged communities. This collaboration combines virtual and in-person education, internships, and outreach to U.S. and international regions. The goal is to provide more opportunities for health and wellness training to those who may not have access to traditional education. President Nathaniel M. Ballantyne is excited about expanding educational opportunities in healthcare. CEO Anne Marie Finch emphasizes the importance of bringing healthcare and wellness to everyone. Project 2 Moro aims to assist international and underprivileged students in pursuing higher education, while Yoga Your Way focuses on advancing health and wellness training for all.
Fort Worth area groups unite to aid survivors of human trafficking and domestic violence at the 8th Annual Beauty Brunch. Volunteers from various local groups in the Fort Worth area recently came together to support survivors of human trafficking and domestic violence at the 8th Annual Beauty Brunch. Organized by One Safe Places Voices Committee, survivors were treated to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation thanks to the generosity of Salon and Spa Galleria and its beauty professionals. The event provided survivors with complimentary beauty and wellness services, including haircuts, massages, facials, and more. This collaboration highlights the importance of community support in helping those in need. One Safe Place continues to offer vital resources for victims of domestic violence and human trafficking, working tirelessly to prevent crime and violence in Tarrant County.
Sturgeon Family Foundation reflects on inaugural year of philanthropy and announces key partnerships. The Sturgeon Family Foundation celebrates the culmination of its inaugural year, making strides in philanthropy and community engagement. President Linda Allen and the board have supported causes like Project Beloved for rape victims, Valiant Hearts aiding sex trafficking survivors, Code Red Animal Project rescuing at-risk dogs, and Pets Going Places helping homeless animals. They've partnered with Create FW, securing naming rights for the Ron Sturgeon Conference Room, honoring the founder's commitment to entrepreneurship. The foundation also launched the Journey to Wellness Initiative for alternative cancer education, offering resources for informed health decisions. Founded by Ron Sturgeon, the foundation addresses women's issues, canine welfare, entrepreneurship, and cancer education, embodying his vision for community enrichment. TreatmentRehabCenters.org acquires NewBeginningsLakeCharles.com to enhance addiction recovery resources in Louisiana and nationwide. TreatmentRehabCenters.org has acquired NewBeginningsLakeCharles.com, enhancing addiction recovery resources in Louisiana and nationwide. New Beginnings at Lake Charles, known for compassionate care, has closed its physical facility, but TreatmentRehabCenters.org aims to preserve its legacy by connecting residents with quality recovery options. The organization's commitment to accessibility and quality is evident in its rigorous vetting process for treatment centers, ensuring the highest standards of care. By partnering with centers accepting most insurance plans, including Medicaid, TreatmentRehabCenters.org removes financial barriers to seeking help. This acquisition is part of a broader initiative to make quality addiction and mental health care accessible nationwide, honoring the legacy of New Beginnings while creating new opportunities for hope and healing. Discover the perfect holiday gifts at Morgan Jewelers. Morgan Jewelers invites shoppers to explore their holiday gift collection, featuring the new Star of Hope collection that supports Shriners Children's Hospital. Choose from pieces like the Women's Diamond Star of Hope pendant necklace, earrings, and ring. For a modern touch, consider the Ladies Diamond Climber earrings or the Flashpoint created diamond pendant. The Kissing Hearts Diamond Pendant is a heartfelt option. Shop now for limited quantity treasures and visit their top holiday gifts page for special offers. Book an appointment for a personalized shopping experience at any of their 17 jewelry stores across the Rocky Mountain region. Learn more about Morgan Jewelers' commitment to customer care and exceptional selection by contacting them in Utah, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, or Washington.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.